42, Thursday, May 2nd. We are happy you're here with us here this morning on a Throwback Thursday. It's the morning reboot, Eric and Floyd. I think someone will join us later. It won't be a Throwback Thursday with Ashley, unfortunately. She had some other things to get to, but Jordan from BCSN and BCAN may be joining us. We've got a lot going on today. Let me give you the quick rundown. Right after 7 o'clock, a couple of questions that Floyd and I get more than a couple of times about parents. We'll throw that at you after 7 o'clock. Panel full of ladies. We'll get you that right after 8 o'clock, where each and every lady, all three of you, are in the running for the mother-daughter makeover. So be here for that. And how do you balance your work-life motherhood? We'll get those answers from you around 8:30. And Olivia, our walk manager from this year's NAMI Walk, which is next Saturday, will be with us after 9 o'clock. And if you missed a very good interview we had yesterday with some young adults who are trying to do great things here in Toledo, midstory.org. We'll have that for you just after 6 o'clock. Our Mike's Pizza and More text line to get with us anytime, 419-240-1055. You can call and or text, or brought to you by the other Mike, Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Good morning, 544. It's Eric Chase and the one and only Floyd.
Hey.
One more quick thing. Later on today, we'll be part of the Children's Miracle Network Radiothon, which is happening at Bar 145. It's our first one. You've got a chance for some prizes, but obviously we'd like you to help us raise money for a great cause, and we'll do that just after noon. We'll see you there throughout the day at Bar 145. And again, a chance for some prizes, and there's full details at Q1055.com. Can you update me on PNC Gate?
Still poor.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You know when your mom's what's that song? Was it Mama told you there'll be days like this? Remember that song back in the day? Whatever, it's a Motown song, I think. Yeah. Yesterday was that day. Everything hit me. No one knows what to do. No one knows where to go. Shout out to our HR lady here. She's been trying to do everything to help me. Yeah, I'm annoyed. So
your check here has not made it into your bank.
No.
Okay, and we don't know. We're right where we were yesterday.
We're right where we were on Monday. So I've been going through it. Oh, this has been a day. So yesterday was one of those days where like everything hit me. Like, still got a paycheck. Tire went flat. My car was on E. And don't get me wrong, I am really good at saving money, but it's just one of those occurrences I know people been through where all the bills get taken out at once.
That's me right now.
So I told I'm just you. Like, ah, holy mother. And then kudos to my mom because my bank account got overdrawn because that one, when you think all your bills are paid and you're like, oh, I get paid today and then I get paid Friday and then I get paid the weekend. Oh, we're going to be back in the green. Freaking forgot my insurance. I was like, oh, the one bill I forgot because it's automatic. I don't get it like a reminder for it. Mm-hmm. I just know that that's going to come out every month. Apparently in April, it slipped my mind. Anyways, so, and then yesterday I got home, started to clean my apartment, and then I think I have, like, seasonal depression or something, because I was just like, I don't want to do it. No. So I went in my room and laid down, and I heard, like, commotion out front. So, like, go out front, and you know where I live. There's a cluster of people gathered around my car smoking a cigarette. I'm just like, give them 5 minutes. If they're not moved in 5 minutes.
Were they... local hoodlums?
No, they were people at the building across the street. The blank center. So I'm just like, ugh.
We have those days.
So I'm just like, okay. It's like, you know what? I don't want to deal with these people. Click, honk, honk.
You shut a gun
honk,
in the air?
Honk.
You started your alarm?
I started my alarm. And they just like all scattered. I'm like, out of all the places to choose to smoke a cigarette around, don't lean on my 2012 Ford Focus, people. I don't know if the universe is testing me this week. Like, and kudos to Stefan. He's been trying, but I'm one of those people. I deal with stuff my own. Mm-hmm. I don't really put it out there. And it takes a lot for me to ask for help. So thank you, Mom. I don't know if the world is testing me, but I'm going to beat this test with a C for completion or D for diploma. Because I'm not even putting any more effort into it. Because what'll happen will happen. I'm going to take a personal defeat right now for today. I'm in a good mood, but I'm just saying, like, personally, even, like, one of my coworkers was like, are you okay? I'm like,
No, I'm not okay. I'm just going to be honest.
Some days the day gets you. Some days you get the day.
Yeah, okay, I need to, I need to ask Jenna if my fourth clock is in the fourth star of Jupiter moon rising. I don't know what's happening.
Your 2012 focus is in Old West End retrograde.
I was like, I don't know what's happening. But
well, so where? What are we going to do? Do you need money? Do I?
So
do you need?
No, I'm good. I will survive. So via the PNC person, she says there's nothing in either account because I put the wrong account number off by one number. I'm going to keep saying that because apparently the PNC people don't understand because I give the number 1234 and they're like, what's your correct account number? I was like, 1234. Well, what's the account number you did? 1233. Like, I was off by one number. Like, I literally just punched in the wrong number. She's like, well, that account is not coming up and there's nothing. And so I told them my dollar amount. She's like, there's nothing in the system with that dollar amount. I go, well, is that before taxes or after? She's like, it's the amount that would be deposited. I said, oh, then the amount deposited was such and such. She goes, I don't see any of that. Call your HR person. So I talked to our HR person. She's like, well, it's on the certain app. Look it up. I said, I did do that, but it's only showing the last four digits of the account number. I didn't get a reply from that. But she's done her part. So I'm not, she's done her part, and it was my mistake. My issue is, so I'm like, PNC, what do I do now? She's like, well, if it's an invalid account, which it is, I've told you that, which is why I called the past few days. She said, they'll issue it back to the company, and they'll probably write me a paper check. So now it's the day two of three of waiting. She says it takes 3 to 4 days for it to happen. So I'm going to give it till Monday. That's me, because I'm that nice person. Because I know tomorrow's Friday. Nothing's going to happen on Saturday. Is there a gnat in here? What is gnat season?
It followed you.
Probably. Probably. Add that to me. Add that to me being a poor radio personality with hoodlums on my car looking like Pigpen. If I could say cuss words, I would have said like 18 already.
And you were
19.
You were on time for the show, but late for how you usually arrive. But you're fine. You'll manage.
I'm a firm believer. Nothing is put on you that you cannot bear.
Oh, I don't agree with that.
You can agree to disagree. That's the mood I'm in today. So,
I'm sorry.
It's good. Don't be sorry. Life happens.
Why don't we just
and sit, you just move on?
Sit here and do something meditative. Let's do deep breaths.
Ready? No.
Let's do a little meditation in the air.
Listen, life happens. You mope for a little bit, but the thing about life, it keeps going. You can't mope for long enough because if you mope long enough, you're not going to be able to catch up with life. You just got to keep going. Okay.
I can appreciate that.
Girl, bye. You know what? This too shall pass. We good.
5:50, the morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric and a very broke Floyd. Maybe they're... Oh, I figured
wait,
it out.
Wait,
they're putting the money... Are you sure you're giving them the PNC Floyd account and not the Deja account?
Deja's account's the shoebox by the bed that we deposit every Monday morning. Well, no, every Sunday afternoon in the ATM.
Does George pay you under the table?
Huh? I'm not talking about my personal business. I pay very well.
You're off the grid.
But no, what was I going to say? You cut me off. It's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's not that important if I couldn't remember it.
It looks like the Billboard Awards were pretty decent last night.
They were. So here's the thing. I was very depressed and went to bed at like 7:30. You know I love my Inside Edition. I looked at
That is a gnat.
Okay. I looked at my little Devra Norville. I love her. I was like, you know what? I can't deal with you right now. Click. So then I was like, ah, crap. I was supposed to watch the Billboard Awards. But the good thing about the Billboard Awards is what I told you every award show, they have a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And when I got up to do my nightly pee in my business, I went down the rabbit hole and watched all the performances. It took like a half hour of my morning. So my Fitbit's probably all thrown off. Like, why are you up right now? Watch all the performances. Watch some of the acceptance speeches. So I'm on. I have my top three performances and my one honorable mention and my lackluster.
Okay. We'll get to it in full in an hour. You can, if you're not here for that, you can either, you can hit the podcast. You can come back, but you can hit the podcast. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. You can rate and review. Please subscribe so you get our podcast link each and every day. It's posted around 10 a.m. or so, and it's commercial-free and song-free, which is incredible, right?
Because yes.
We know you like the content that we do, but you don't get it live. The Madonna was not a cluster F.
okay, I told you.
She paid.
Mama Madge be bringing it on stage. We'll talk about it more, but I would say only she could dance with herself.
I was right. Like,
yes! Because
there was VR included.
Uh-huh.
When I was going through stuff, and I didn't watch it last night, I'm blowing through a Prime show, which I'm borderline getting that streaming depression.
Okay.
It's like, oh, it's almost over. And you're like, you want to hold off. It's kind of like during an intimate encounter where you're like, can you go a little more, slow down? So I'm kind
of
doing that.
Is it more lines of, so like if you, I don't, and it, this
swatting the gnat.
This Mortal Kombat of a gnat is like attacking us. Is it one of those things like, I used to do this when I was younger, when I used to be an avid TV watcher. I used to hate for summer TV. Like, because they
it's different now. I know what you're saying. It goes
they would
reruns.
Try to bring those shows that are like the next big thing. So, summer TV is always different than like fall TV to me. And I'm just like, stop trying to make it work. That was me as a child. I'm like, I don't like any of these summer shows.
It's where things get experimented with.
Okay.
And then last night, so my one upshot of the Billboard Music Awards were, they were fine. I think all the artists like sang to a track, which is fine. Mm-hmm. So nothing was bad that I saw. But I had every Wednesday I Google to see if I Google Chicago and then all my shows.
Okay.
But because the Billboard Awards were on NBC last night,
yeah,
no Chicago.
Got booted.
I couldn't Chicago hard. But I'm like 8 episodes or 7 episodes through this one show that I really enjoy. I've mentioned it before, Bosch. Mm-hmm. So I'm dipping into. That gotta slow down.
Yeah, because once
you
finish,
big climactic finish. There's other stuff I want to get to, but or I should get to.
Are you one of those people that like? Because we all binge watch shows, but then like we binge watch because we're in the moment, and then when it's over, you're kind of just like, oh, I have to wait a year.
Little
like that. That's me with a few shows. I'm just like, oh,
it's. I would like a 3,000 word think piece on the emotions. Like really dig into the emotions because that we just gave you the short version of it. Like that. Compared to watching over like a 22 episode season from October till March, mm-hmm. and all that stuff, because it is the emotion of it,
which you know will
different.
Be back in like 4 to 5 months. As with stuff on streaming, you're like, I gotta wait a year, and then if you're like me with Stranger Things, you're like, you booted it back another year.
Yeah,
how could you? But it's coming up, people. Yes.
What else I wanted to mention to you? My dad's coming tomorrow. I asked him to stop and get Wawa pretzels.
Yeah, I know. You're so excited.
Now
they know how serious you are about it. When I go, because I think I'm planning a trip in the summer, because my friend who lives there is moving back towards the Midwest. Is Chicago the Midwest?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's moving back this way, so I need to make a trip, because that was my hookup in Philadelphia for the past 5 years.
You can always go. It's a free city. Sanctuary city?
No, he has an apartment. That was only thing I had to pay was how to get there.
Get an Airbnb.
No, that means still paying money. I like crashing on your couch in your apartment.
I could if you really wanted to. I'm sure my brother would let you stay at his house.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah, and all the dogs.
How many?
They have 3, and only one actually interacts with humans that don't live in that house. It's
okay.
A weird crew they have. Mac. Coco, who is feral and only talks to my brother's fiance, and Manny.
Manny, well, that's a good dog name.
Manny looks like a fireball. so I learned that those little things I was seeing out the back of my house,
mm-hmm.
were not baby squirrels; they were chipmunks.
I told you there are chipmunks laying around there somewhere.
There was one squirrel yesterday. I didn't see the raccoon again. There was one squirrel, little chubby, putting his tail up, and I stepped outside because he wasn't moving.
Mm-hmm.
And he was squeaking, or however tall squirrels communicate,
mm-hmm.
he was squeaking at me, and I tried to give him some carrots, but apparently they want peanuts. And I tried to befriend the little chipmunk, but the dogs chased him off. And
chipmunks are quick.
They are.
They are quick.
And I learned that those are not tree decorations. They're bird feeders that were left by the previous resident at my place.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to get some bird seed. And
the squirrels are going to eat most of them more than the birds. I just drooled, really? Sorry. But no. Yeah, because squirrels find a way. You ever seen those America's Funny Home videos?
Well, like, no.
Only squirrels eat out of a bird feeder. Like, okay. Birds are smart. They let the squirrel do all the work, like, get what they want out of there, and the stuff that falls, the birds are just like, okay, we'll go down here.
I kind of like it, though. I feel like I'm, like, living in like, live-action Bambi.
Mm-hmm. And also, if you, DIY, No, DIY. Sorry. Ah, if you ever want to like do a legit bird feeder or squirrel feeder, get an old toilet paper roll,
okay,
spread peanut butter on it, and then roll it in bird seed or peanuts. And then like tie a string in your, because I'm a kindergarten person.
I like that.
And then you hang it up, and then it feeds squirrels as peanuts, and then the bird seeds are birds,
I like
obviously.
It.
So that way, if you don't want to just stand out there and feed them like Snow White, like your little
Disney princess moment. I would like to befriend them, but I'm afraid the dogs are too yappy for that. So
what you're saying is you're Cinderella and your two dogs are the Wicked Stepsisters.
I don't know the fairy tale all that well, but yes.
Okay.
558. Midstory.org. I'd like you to listen to what Sam and Logan are doing for our community and trying to spread the word about how good we have it here. And maybe not all good, because we can't. Nothing is all good. Nothing is all bad. But I want you to hear what they do coming up next.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Good morning. 6:31. Before we get to the orange toss at Rogers, police have identified James Stidham, of Adrian, as a barricaded gunman who is dead after keeping police at bay in a day-long standoff at a house in Adrian yesterday. The Adrian Deputy Police Chief Lawrence Van Alstine said Stidham, 59, apparently killed himself, and they confirmed that death around 7:40 last night. We don't know why he did what he did. It certainly wasn't the outcome we're looking for. This is a tragic loss. He also said as of 6:30 last night, police had fired multiple tear gas shells into the house at 600 block of Ordensby Street to no effect, but planned to use more in hopes of getting the man to come out. They initially answered the call around 5 a.m. yesterday morning and remained on the scene thereafter. According to police, several shots were fired in the house earlier in the standoff, but no one was known to have been injured. A very bizarre situation.
It was weird. Sorry. Is that why I didn't hear my papers?
Sorry.
What's my papers?
Can't have news without papers.
Right. No, my friends were posting it online last night, and I go, Adrian, nothing ever happens at Adrian. It's like, even for me, I was just like, what are you guys talking about? And then, like, the news feed started, like, legit news feed started coming. I said, oh, this is serious.
I texted Melissa Andrews to see, like, if she knows what happened, like, why this guy did this, but we're in a conversation about how busy it is to be a mom and work. Mm-hmm. So she'll contribute to the later topic. All right. Four adults and three juveniles face aggravated riot charges after police say they started a brawl Tuesday at Rogers. LaQuisha Gilmer, Claude Church, LaQuisha is the adult, Claude Church, and three juveniles, 15, 16, and 17, are charged with aggravated riot, according to TPS. Gilmer was also charged with aggravated trespassing. There were warrants issued for two other individuals, Montrese Gilmer and Denasia Deja Benetta Capris McLean. That is a name.
Girl.
Aggravated trespassing and aggravated riot charges. A student leaving the cafeteria at 12:30 on Tuesday threw an orange that struck another student in the side of the face. That student went to the office and called her mom to tell her what occurred. After the mother, Gilmer, arrived with Mr. Gilmer, they started a fight with the student who had thrown the orange until the school staff broke it up. At that point, Gilmer and, someone left the school. Another student then came into the office and punched someone in the face, record show, and the fight started all over again. School staff intervened, attempted to break up the fight, and restrain the various individuals involved. There was a picked-up chair and thrown, hitting a staff member. The student who threw the orange didn't intend to hit another student, said Patty Mazur, spokesperson for TPS, who described the matter as a misunderstanding.
I'm laughing. I'm allowed to. Over a damn orange? Isn't there, like, protocol in schools? Don't call your mama.
Right.
Like, isn't there, like, a lunchroom attendant who's like, Miss Johnson? LaQuisha, just, I don't know her name. What's her name? We don't know the kids' names.
I don't know.
Kara, whatever, we'll throw there, threw an orange at my face. Where'd she get an orange from? Like, there's protocol to this. But it's shame on this mom for just coming to the school and ready to throw bows? Like over an orange? This is why.
Say something that I'm thinking, but I won't say.
This is why people laugh at Toledo. Like this.
If this story
leaks out,
will it go national?
It could.
You want to do a?
Come on.
I think they call it a gentleman's bet. Will this story go national for a dollar?
Oh man!
See the Florida guy who had ribs in his pants? Not arrested. just had ribs and a rack of ribs.
What is wrong with America?
A new edition is coming to Tiffin this weekend. Dan Perry was inspired by Sandusky's brew tours a year ago, and he thought a pedal bar would be a great fit to Tiffin. By the way, let me finish this story. After about a year of planning, Dan Perry's officially ready to launch and unveil the Tiffin Pedal Company to Seneca County on Sunday, May 5th. Sits 14 people, and like most, like ours here, BYOB. You can get it for a bar crawl, bachelor and bachelorette parties. The Woo Girls are coming to Tiffin. They'll also be hosting Tiffin History Tours every Sunday from 2 to 5, although the Tiffin Dora initiative was voted down. And yesterday was the first day of Sylvania Dora.
Oh, congratulations.
I wonder.
One day anniversary.
Do you know Lindsay Stowe, my friend who oversees Toledo Soup?
No, I don't. You've talked about her many times because that's coming up, right?
She is coming in to visit in a few weeks.
Okay.
And Soup is on the 19th. Her dad is the mayor. Mm. I want to know if she had the first drink because she, I believe, is my favorite Sylvania socialite. while I win last night after trailing 1-0 for almost half the game, they then scored 5 straight unanswered goals in front of about 4,500 people at the Huntington Center last night. They handed Cincinnati a 5-1 loss in Game 3. They're now up 2-1 in the Central Division Finals. Walleye forwards Greg Wolf and Brian Moore each had a couple of goals. Game 4 is Friday night at the Huntington Center. Hopefully the Walleye can take a 3-1 lead back to Cincinnati because games 5, 6, and 7 will be there. A big rundown of the Billboard Music Awards, including Taylor starting things off, Madonna and herself, and more, including a surprise wedding, very similar to what Nick Cage did, probably not alcohol induced. All that's on the way before 7 o'clock with the morning reboot. Text the show, our Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. Today at noon till around, late into the evening, our Children's Miracle Network Radiothon happening at Bar 145. Adele at 6:50 on the morning reboot with Q105. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Hopefully everybody survived the first day of Dora in Sylvania. The Walleye won last night. They've got a 2-1 lead heading into game 4 Friday night, still at the Huntington Center. Last night was also the Billboard Music Awards. Drake was the big winner. He gave lots of credit to his mom. He broke Taylor Swift's record for most Billboard Music Award wins. I want to thank my mom for all the times you drove. This is unlike a lot of speeches that we hear at award shows.
Uh-huh.
I just want to thank my mom for all the times you drove me to piano, all the times you drove me to basketball and hockey. That clearly didn't work out. All the times you drove me to all the times you drove me to Degrassi. No matter how long it took for me to figure out what I wanted to do, you were always there to give me a ride. And now we're on one hell of a ride.
Nice.
That sounds like it's like a normal person thing.
I go back and forth with him. I kind of like him.
I am looking for the audio of it. I want to watch it. I have lots of other audio, including your girl. She paid for this $5 million performance on her own, and her dime went towards VR and Maluma. Madonna. I really like the Spanish part of this song. Time out?
Yeah, for a second. So, was it me or was everyone like off their like vocals?
I think they sang the tracks.
Like everyone had like a delay when they were singing.
I'll play some other stuff and I think they sang the track. And the crowd was very interactive.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't a bad performance. Like it was good.
Whose?
Hers. Like she brings it. It doesn't matter what you think.
I think
she's here for me and my people.
It's fine. I love this. It's not atrocious.
It wasn't a bad performance, and honestly, it was Madonna being Madonna. Madonna having literally 80 backup dancers, but her 4 main backup dancers were holograms of herself.
Right.
You know what I wish she would have done? Different variations of Madonna.
Different eras
of Madonna. That would have been cool. But like she did like the looks from the video, which made sense. But for me, I was like, my nostalgia-ness in my body was like, oh, I want like Material Girl Madonna. I want like I want Hung Up Madonna, like dancing next to her. That would have been cool. Like paying tribute to yourself while singing your own song. That's very Madonna.
Self-serving, yes. That's
very Madonna.
And when you've been around for that long and made that much money, self-serve all you want.
Right.
I do appreciate Drake's reference to his mom, though. I got to dig that up. Yes or no, will Madonna's song be a hit?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
No. And she's releasing it independently, and that's always the first thing you hear when you hear like a pop star or A-list celebrity. I'm releasing it independently. You're like, okay, girl.
Some of the award winners. Drake was the top artist. Top Hot 100 song, Maroon 5 and Cardi B. Cardi had a big night as well. Top country song. Why would I include this? Bebe Rexha and Florida Georgia Line.
That's considered a country song?
Well, it gets a little stranger.
Okay.
When I ask you to think about rock music, what do you think of?
Like rock music?
Yep.
Like I don't even know any rock bands out right now. Maybe like Fall Out Boy would be the only one that come to my mind right now.
Okay, all right. That essentially is modern rock, or at least how rock is defined by Last Night's Award. Top rock songs. Are you ready?
I'm about to be mad.
It's just like, to me, this is like Peapod. This is alternative music.
Okay.
Foster the People, Sit Next to Me. Imagine Dragons, Natural. Imagine Dragons, Whatever It Takes. The song we just played, Lovely, the band Broken. And the winner for Top Rock Song, Panic at the Disco, High Hopes.
They're not rock.
It's not Nickelback and Three Doors Down.
That's not rock.
Top Rap Song was Cardi's I Like It. Male artist Drake. Top Duo Group winner were the group that will have the Song of the Summer, I think. And here's their acceptance last night. Well, you probably will know who it is.
I didn't watch
it. Thank you all know!
Who is it?
I thank you for the Music Awards. Still can't believe that we're here on this stage with such so many great artists. Oh my God. This was only possible because of the little things we shared together, the BTS and Army Power.
Oh, them.
Right?
You know, pause for a second, and I say this at every award show. The way audience screams for like a K-pop band is different than how they scream for like an American artist. Because like when I heard that like fandemonium in the background, I go, this is clearly like when they started talking, because they had that talk where they talk like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to say what I said in my head, but like they sound like a dub of like an anime show. You know what I mean?
I'm sure their English isn't great.
You know what I mean? They have that sound, but his is good. But I think he's the only one that speaks English in the group.
There's seven of them?
Yeah, and he's the only one that speaks English. Like, so he acts as their translator too.
So they won Best Duo Group last night. Unsurprisingly, they also performed with Halsey, and that'll be the song of the summer.
The one performance I didn't see. I want to watch it. I think I'll watch it during the break.
Let me give you another one. I thought I read that she wasn't going to be there because of her tour. But remember, she did not do this at the Grammys. She didn't show up because there was a thing.
First performance I watched this morning.
So, do you hear? Like, I'm not wrong. There's a track. She's singing over it, and the crowd is singing.
She did good because she sang over it, where everyone else sang under it. And she was actually on.
The crowd was great last night.
That's from her tour. She was in Vancouver.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So it was probably pre-recorded, to be honest. But yeah, she did good. Probably my favorite performance.
That one?
Not because I'm biased of her, but like it was. She can dance. I didn't know she could dance.
She gets down.
Yeah,
she's embracing this hip hop song.
Yeah, I like her. Lackluster performance. I'm gonna just put out there the opening.
Oh, the Taylor thing.
Yeah, it was very lackluster. They built it up so big.
I have Taylor here. Where's my Taylor thing? Hold on. Sorry.
And this also could be one of those songs that I like later down the road. Like, look what you made.
There was nothing mesmerizing. It was just good.
I've seen it before.
How about Brendan Urie, like
that was
umbrelling
kind of
in
Mary Poppins? That was good.
Look, I don't know the technical aspects of producing this thing, but I'm pretty sure they laid down the law and they're like, look, here's what everyone is doing. Mm-hmm. So they set the floor and they kept people from hitting a big ceiling because they're like, look, you're going to do the track, you're going to sing, and let's not get crazy.
And I'm going to date. You know who stole the show last night? Freaking Paul Abdul. Like, I was like, I know you're lip syncing the house down, but like, for I don't know how old she is, that woman can move. I was like, get it, girl. Like I watched all of, I'm so mad I missed the BTS performance because I thought I watched all of, even the Jonas Brothers did amazing. But I
have that too.
I literally was just like, Paula, keep giving it to me. So, I mean,
she's ageless.
Yeah, I was like, get it, girl.
Two last non-BMA things to get to. Alex Trebek is opening up about his battle with pancreatic cancer. He was on GMA yesterday with
Robin Roberts.
Of course. My oncologist tells me, this is really sad. Remember how I was like, he's going to die?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this hit me. My oncologist tells me I'm doing well, even though I don't always feel it. I've had kidney stones. I've had ruptured discs. So I'm used to dealing with pain. But what I'm not used to dealing with is the surges that come on suddenly of deep, deep sadness, and it brings tears to my eyes. I'm fighting through it. My platelets, my blood counts are steady. My weight is steady. The cancer indicators, those are coming down. So I've got another chemo next week, and then we'll do a review to find out where things are. I
couldn't imagine going through it. Like, both my grandparents passed away of cancer, and it takes a strong person to go through that. And they fought. And I actually watched his interview, and I was just like, you could see the sadness in his eyes. Like, you could tell he's fighting and he's strong. Like you can't even touch someone like that when like they're going through something like that. You're just like, you're honestly the strongest person. And like, and then we throw that, they're a strong woman, they're a strong male, that's a strong kid. When you're going through that in the public eye, and then you have to talk about it, well, because you're still active.
He doesn't have to, though.
But he's doing a good service. Like, he's giving hope for people who probably are just sitting at home just waiting.
I think some things you can think into existence. Mm-hmm. I think you can trick your mind in some ways. Beating pancreatic cancer is not one of them. Although I will say this quote I'm about to give you is probably raising his mood, which is probably helping his immune system to give him a little bit more life. But he's thankful for the thoughts and prayers. He said, I've made a positive difference in his journey. People all over America have been sharing good thoughts, their advice, their prayers, and I feel it's making a difference in my well-being. So while he will ultimately likely succumb to this, at least he will not succumb with the sadness, because right. It seems like he knows he's got people at his back. So there's also a Surviving R. Kelly follow-up coming up this weekend. We'll get to that in our next entertainment report, although I'll give you it. It does premiere on Lifetime. Surviving R. Kelly, The Impact. May 4th, 10 o'clock. Lifetime, right? That's where the first one was?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, we got a busy day of entertainment. 7 o'clock with the Morning Reboot. We're brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag SunPig. 12 o'clock today, Bar 145 for our Children's Miracle Network Radiothon. We hope you can join us or participate. Next, Floyd and I have to talk about some people we don't talk about a lot, and we get asked why not. Mm-hmm. Hang on.
Q105 Studio.
7:12. Good morning. It's the Morning Reboot. Yeah, you're pointing at the microphone.
No, isn't the song Mike Posner wrote?
Sugar? Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
He's only in the middle of Pennsylvania. I'm following him on Instagram because I secretly have a man crush on him. Because I need to know. Because he's going to walk through Toledo.
Yeah.
Because he's going up to Detroit. Listen.
We need to find him.
I need to stalk him.
Hold on. Mike Posner is walking coast to coast for no other reason than he wants to. And it's
right.
A social media thing. Good morning. It's 7:13, the Morning Reboot on Q105. Our Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. In just about an hour, we're going to do a panel full of ladies where each of our three ladies is qualified for our mother-daughter makeover from Dillard's and Bart's Viviano. It's Eric Floyd. Our friend Jordan is here from BCAN, BCSN.
Both. I work for both, so say either one.
And happy anniversary.
Thanks.
She's been there for 2 years.
Yeah, celebrating my 2-year anniversary
with
them.
Since I've known you, you've had like 3 jobs.
I haven't found anything I liked, and I love this one, so I'm settled.
I don't know how we can fit you into this topic, but okay. I think you'll be good for Throwback Thursday. We're going to do, it's going to be May for...
Okay.
We're going to live that meme life.
I like it.
But Floyd and I have gotten some questions recently, and I figured we'd answer them. Floyd does not talk about his dad, if ever.
Ever.
I don't talk about my mom, unless it's something about, like, couponing and the skills she bestowed me with. And we've gotten some questions as to why you talk about Ms. Donna and why I talk about my dad, Barry, more than the other two parents.
And we get these texts, like, at least... three times a week? I'd say at least twice a week for sure. But sometimes we get, like, yesterday, we had someone who's persistent about it, and I was like, I just answered it for him. I was like, I don't know if this is my place to say, but this is why we don't talk about his mom.
Like, Jordan, right. I don't know anything about Papa T.
I love him.
I know Terry T.
Yeah, Terry T. Because Terry T. is like the social butterfly. She's always out and about.
Did she break in Dora yesterday in Sylvania?
No, but I'll have to ask her about it. That's so exciting.
So why don't you ever talk about, and I know we've talked about this on the air before, mm-hmm. but might not have been at a time where people could get to it. Why don't you talk about Papa Floyd?
I don't talk about Floyd, who I share a name with. Floyd Anderson Jr.
Oh.
Don't Google it, because it's all a whole bunch of old white men. I've done it before. I'm just like, oh, this is not my dad. Okay. So when I was younger, around 9 or 10, my father left my sister and my mom and I in Arizona. So we just one day came home from school. There was a U-Haul in the driveway. And my mom was like, we're moving to Ohio. And I go, what's in Ohio? We're going to move with grandma. I said, oh, I love grandma. So you know what I mean? Like, it was just one of those things. And I was one of those kids that I was immune to it. I was just like, oh, okay.
How old were you again?
9 or 10. Nine or 10. Yeah. So I was just like, okay. Like, I never went down that path of like, where's my dad? Why my dad? Where's my dad?
I feel like that's a good thing, though. You never had those feelings.
I mean, when I was a teenager, right. like, it hit me because I was like, oh, I got to talk to my mom about the changes.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? So I was like, I have hair down here. Mom, why am I moving? You know what I mean? Like, right. certain situations that, as a teenage boy, you're like, I need a dad right now, or a father figure. So it never dawned on me that it was just, I think at the age you don't process stuff, well, you're like,
sure.
Oh, from now on, it's just me, my mom, my sister. And mm-hmm. I was such a mama's boy, still am, that I'm just like, every time she would bring him up, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. We did have a dad, didn't we?
Yeah. He's
still around, and like, he tried to reach out, because remember our first show?
Yeah.
The weirdest thing ever. Like, our very first show, we didn't really know each other we didn't know of each other that way.
Right.
And I was like, so my dad reached out to me, and you're like, okay, cool. I was like, I haven't talked to my dad since my grandma's funeral, and I was like 15 years old. I'm 35 now. So it just came out of nowhere. So I just don't talk to him because my mom and dad got a divorce, and I felt I should have been, I guess in the kid brain, you're sort of much more loyal to your mom.
Mm-hmm.
However you pick parents, you don't have the verbiage for it.
Everybody's got a favorite parent.
You know what I mean? Like, in mine,
Terry.
And mine literally was Donna Anderson. Like, she's my favorite. So I was just like, okay. It just never dawned on me to ever talk about my dad. So when people bring it up, I go, oh, yeah, him and my mom and dad got divorced. It's nothing dramatic. People go through divorces all the time. And mm-hmm. they're like, I remember as kids, like, parents would talk to me. I mean, teachers would talk to me, like in a counseling situation, like, do you have feelings? I'm like, no, I kind of want to go outside and play Power Rangers with my friends.
Alone.
And my mom did all she could. So my mother and father is my mom. So like, she has both worldly experience. So like, when I talk about stuff I go through as a guy, I'm like, my mom was there. I'm sure she was kind of like, because I have a sister. So like,
right.
And when she went through the changes, my mom was like, yes. But when I went through the changes, like, I'm so emotional. And I remember there's times my mom is like, you are damn more emotional than your sister. And I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with me. Because teenage boys they go through changes.
Yeah.
Like, women go through changes. Like, they get their monthly and they sprout out places. But guys go through changes too. And
sure.
Like, you don't have the verbiage for it. You're like, mom, I'm really hot. I'm weird. Why does my back hurt? Oh my God. What is happening down there? Like, and you don't talk about it. And my mom's like, are you okay, Floyd? I'm fine. And then you get home, you're like, actually, in my lower region, it moved, and it was...
I didn't touch it.
I didn't touch it, but, like, for, like, a half hour, I was in class, like, pushing it down.
Right.
And my mom was like, oh, Floyd, that's called so-and-so. You're going through puberty, blah, 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 blah. But, like, I had health classes, right. So I knew, but I wanted the comfort of my mom to say, it's okay.
Right. This is normal.
This is normal. Like your teacher can tell you all you want, but as soon as you go home, you're like, Ma, she goes, oh boy, that's fine.
Miss Donna did okay.
She did good.
Somebody messaged me on Instagram last week. I forget her name, but I wouldn't put it out there anyway. But she said, I love what you do for the community and talk about mental health, but I'm not pleased with the way you do or don't talk about your mom. I was like, what?
Yeah.
And she said, she kind of explained it. She was like, I only feel that way because I'm a mom myself. So, you know, I said something like, I feel connected to you about the things that you talk about, and that closeness makes me feel a little offended. You don't talk about your mom more. And I'll try to make this succinct. My mom is dead. She died in 2015.
You can laugh.
No, I don't want to laugh. That's sad. Oh my gosh.
My mom, Natalie, died in 2015, in July of 2015. She had been sick for quite some time. And then in January of that year, she got the diagnosis of lung cancer. And from what I found out, when you get a diagnosis of lung cancer, it's usually very late into it, stage three, stage four. And as people have who've gone through similar situations, they said, yeah, that 6 month timeline was about right. And my mom lived 6 months. She passed away. My brother was devastated because he's lived at home with her and I've been away from home from a long, long time. And not that I dislike or don't love my mom. I am very much my father, Barry's son. And I was a little distant from my mom in some ways. We never emotionally connected on the levels that I have with my dad. When I had, you know, when I wasn't feeling right, or when I was going through things or seeing doctors and counseling, I would always have that talk with my dad, not so much my mom. So by no means do I not love my mom, but one, I don't talk about her because she's not here anymore. And I've got more emotional connective tissue with my dad. Right. So that's the simple version.
And then when I'm out and people ask me about my dad, I go, oh, he lives in Atlanta. And like, you're so dismissive about it. Like, people get offended. I'm like, no, I like my dad. When the issue happened, when he messaged me, I reached back out to him, got nothing. So, like, for me, I was just like...
Like, you tried?
Well, he messaged me first, and I remember I lingered on it for, like, maybe, like, 3 days or so, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm going to message him back. Messaged him, got nothing back. It's not our time.
Right. Yeah.
And I talked to my mom, and she's like, he'll talk to you again when he's ready. I'm like, well, by that, I have you. We good? I'm going to tell you everything. Like... How do you start a relationship after so long? Like, we can't just start
awkwardly,
like,
right,
and in like a stop and start fashion.
Like, my mom's caught me drinking. She's caught me in the bedroom. Like, she's caught me like all this other stuff. I'm like, she has like the foundation. Like, if I get knocked down, she can lift me back up. As with him, it's like starting a relationship with a new friend or like an adult who should know about you. Right. But don't know, like, if I explain something to him, he's going to be like, oh, really? I'm like, how do you not know that?
Yeah, I wouldn't go.
You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? I don't want to go. And also, I have that, I go back to that 10-year-old boy, like, my loyalty's to my mom.
Sure.
You don't need to know everything.
It'll happen. if it's meant to be, it'll happen slowly over time. Maybe you should start with, like, hobbies.
Yeah, right. Well, like, and also, we're not getting any younger. So, you know what I mean? My mom's 60.
Really?
I mean, my mom's 61. I think he's 63 or 64.
Will you, last question, because we have to wrap this up. If he were to suddenly pass, how might you feel?
I think a part of me would be upset, because my sister and I actually talked about it, because I believe I'm the beneficiary, because I'm the oldest and he's in the Army and I'm Sarah's name. So I don't know, because we do have another little sister.
How would you feel?
Probably nothing. I didn't want to say that. Probably nothing.
Okay.
There, I said it.
It's 7:22. Ashley is not here with us today to do Throwback Thursday, but Jordan is. And I'm guessing you'll do quite fine with Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to that coming up on the Morning Reboot. 7:34 on the Morning Reboot with Q105. Today at noon, our Children's Miracle Network Radiothon begins from Bar 145 in Sylvania on Monroe. We'll be out there a little afternoon, closer to 1, and hang out and raise some money, obviously, for a good cause. There's prizes as well to lure you to be a part of it. Hopefully, you'll do it for a good cause. But Q1055.com has more details. Tomorrow morning, a new Shawn Mendes song. Last week, new Taylor. Tomorrow, new Shawn Mendes. For Throwback Thursday today, by the way, Ashley's not here with us. Our friend Jordan from BCSN and BCAN and Trendy in Toledo.
Hey, yes.
We're
here with us. Yesterday was the It's Gonna Be May Justin meme.
I'm afraid of feedback. We're talking off air, sorry.
Sorry.
Don't put them too close to the microphone. Oh, so I figure, I was thinking we could do like lots of boy band songs, but let's just stick with Justin songs here today. And I'm guessing, Jordan, he's one of your three or five favorite artists ever?
Justin Timberlake?
Yeah.
Well, I like NSYNC, so I don't know if I like him by himself.
Really?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
So I'm sure you've heard us maybe play Throwback Thursday before?
Yes.
Okay, you'll just have to hit the table. Floyd, do I have to put the 5 second rule, 5 second delay in place here? I think.
So is it Justin Timberlake music?
Yes.
I'm going to hand you that W real quick.
Okay. Usually with Ashley, there's a great disadvantage she's at. But we'll go hands over table. Remember, you got to get the title and artist. Here we go with Throwback Thursday. First up is Jordan.
Mirrors, Justin Timberlake.
Nice.
No. This is like his best solo song. I wanted to give you a chance.
No.
I looked at Eric. I'm like,
wow.
Can I hit it?
She's talking smack to you now.
It's good.
It's going down.
did you just jump?
Jordan, feel free to hit.
Jittery.
Feel free to hit the table more authoritatively to really rub it in. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, hit there me! Oh, right in my chin.
All right, next up. Jordan.
Oh, how dare you,
Senorita?
Yeah. What is it?
Senorita.
Correct.
I knew that one.
It's the stuff is heating up
because he does that weird falsetto at the end. Okay.
And that's an overlooked, really good Justin song. Next up.
I can't wait to get you.
Suit and Tie, Justin Timberlake featuring Jay-Z.
I guess I don't really need to ask for the artist in this case.
Oh, yeah, I don't really like Justin Timberlake. Like, really.
Right, so 2-1, Jordan's here. Floyd, I think you whiffed on this one a couple of weeks ago, but we'll see what you can do with it now. Ooh, Jordan, we're going to tie.
Oh, my gosh.
Over to Floyd. Floyd?
I forgot. It just skipped me when you hit because I got that. Because I love it.
Love Stone.
Love Stone.
I wouldn't have.
That's not my favorite JT song, though.
Save your favorite JT song for the end of the segment. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Next up. Floyd.
It's my favorite. I forgot the song.
Jordan, you want to jump in?
Escaped you too, didn't it?
Yeah, and I know this song because it's with...
Oh, I know it now! Can I come back?
No. My love.
My love!
He has a lot of solo hits. I kind of forgot.
Oh my god,
they all sound alike, though.
I liked him when he was with Timberland. Mm-hmm. His new CD. Yeah.
All right, next up.
Oh!
Oh, no!
Jordan.
Cry me a river!
Are you kidding me?
That buzzing. That buzzing violated physics because I saw Jordan hit the table first, but I heard your hand.
It's all good. We're on it. We're on it.
We're good.
We're doing some Avengers time travel here with the buzzing in. Floyd?
Summer Love!
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, that's a good song.
That's a really good
that's
one.
That's a good song.
Oh, man.
Next up.
Oh, this is his new thing.
It's not.
No?
Good try, though. The last album, there's nothing on it from the Man of the Woods junk.
Yeah, I don't like Man of the Woods.
Only his wife does.
I know this song.
I like this song a lot. Hit 2020 album.
I don't know. Which 2020 album? He has two.
I know. I think it's
first or second.
I think it's the second. I kind of want to hear this, so if you want to call and identify it.
I'm like.
If not, we're going to wait till the hook comes in. 419-240-1055.
I know people make promises, but all the time. They tell
me I'm breaking. Someone cuts
your heart open with a knife.
So
you
hear the hook.
Oh! Oh my god, I can think of it. With you, me.
Not a bad thing.
Didn't even catch that.
Yeah,
wasn't even on my radar. Mm-hmm.
Know what song I don't have for you?
On my radar.
Until the End of Time?
Oh, that.
With that mediocre female artist.
Madonna?
Work,
this is
Beyonce.
His first song!
What's it called?
Do. Got to be
Jordan.
With you.
I don't know. I like this song, though.
Like I Love You.
Oh.
Remember when he performed it on the VMAs? I was close. Remember when he performed on the VMAs and everyone was just like, ooh.
The only beef I have with Justin Timberlake is he won't come back with NSYNC. Like, you got to remember where you started.
Right. Don't forget your roots.
Yeah, exactly.
We have seen Destiny's Children so many times that we cared to mention. Like, oh, they're still here.
Right.
Oh, hey. We should answer. Say hi. Just say hi to them. Let them feel wanted.
Hey, what's up?
I was just wondering if you knew the name of that song yet.
I do. It's Floyd and Jordan who seem to be struggling. You want to throw it at us?
It's Like I Love You.
Thank you. Who are the rappers on that?
Oh, clip?
Yeah.
Oh, come on now, five.
Thank you. Clips is Pusha T, who had the beef last year.
Wait, Clips is Pusha T?
One of them is Pusha T.
Wait, Clips is a group?
Yes.
Oh. Yes. I was 10 years old.
It's like when you find out Migos is a group.
Oh.
Jordan.
What goes around comes around.
Yeah. Ashley might have been usurped here on Thursdays, at least for Throwback Thursday. Well done.
Thank
Good
you.
Good job.
Thanks, guys.
Did you watch any of the Billboard Music Awards last night?
Yes, I watched a little bit.
What was your favorite performance or part?
I mean, Taylor Swift, obviously. She did a great job. Stop it. I saw your
she
post hating
to be
on her.
Beyonce.
No. Okay.
She
the
tried it.
Man, stop. Gwen Stefani did that with Holler Back Girl.
Okay,
so
first
come
off,
on.
But walking out with a silhouette of herself, come on, that's totally
Every
Beyonce.
Every artist does that.
No, name someone else besides Beyonce.
I don't know. Justin Timberlake.
Madonna holograms.
Oh, that was weird.
It wasn't Madonna? Weird, or was it?
It was weird. Weird. Don't even try.
It was so
you
good.
You cannot say Madonna was good and Taylor
it was
Swift
was so
wasn't.
Good.
I want an honest question. I want an honest answer.
Yeah.
Do you like that song?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I
it's
mean, it's
surprisingly
different.
It's surprisingly not horrific, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely, I wasn't right. expecting it.
Okay.
What?
That. All right. More Billboard Music Award stuff from last night, including the incredible Jonas Brothers performance. We'll get to that before 8. Record. Sorry, I had to get recording to the podcast. Good morning. 7:54. It's Eric Floyd. Jordan from BCAN is here with us. You watched last night. Taylor's performance was?
I liked it. I thought it was awesome.
Floyd?
Beyonce.
Don't you dare! But Brandon Urie's entrance was amazing.
Yes.
Because like, it came out of nowhere. I was like, look at Brandon Poppins.
His voice is incredible.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
No, I'll say this. I would love for this to hear his just solo version of the song.
Yes.
Because I feel like his, the way he does with instrumentals and arrangements, I feel like he could make this. This could have been a his song, like his song.
Jordan, tell me if you agree or disagree. Obviously, High Hopes is the biggest song of their career, and they're not going to disappear. He's not going to disappear like they kind of did after I Write Sins.
Whoa, that is High Hopes. No, he has way more hits before then.
Stop.
I'm like an OG Panic at the Disco
are
fan.
You serious?
Like emo girl. Yeah, those were like when I was growing up in high school.
I Write Sins, 2006.
Yes.
So, but but from the mainstream and having like really big hits, he kind of disappeared a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. They kind of died off for a little bit and then they just shot back right up, which is insane.
I mean, High Hopes was bigger than I Write Sins. And my thing is, I believe being chosen by Taylor Swift to be on a song for what's essentially her comeback album is far bigger than any like chart hit that he's ever had.
Chosen child.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Like,
I
she was
anoint
just like,
you.
You, come. Yeah.
My favorite performance last night. Well, I'm
it
was a medley.
You don't like Sucker either?
No, I love this song.
I love this song.
I think they released it too premature because I feel like this could have been a song of the summer.
Yes.
Like, we could have rode this song out to like August.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you. I like Cool, though. I don't think it's picked up as much as Sucker, but.
Because Sucker's like the top five song. They were doing, his brothers were doing Nick's song for a little bit.
That's funny.
That's about his ex-girlfriend, though, and his wife was in the audience.
Do you know that little list I kind of lackadaisically keep, like the best pop songs of the life? It's like One Dance, Shape of You, No Tears Left to Cry, and there's another one. Now,
you just talked about it like a few weeks ago.
That's a good list.
Like the biggest, my favorite pop songs of the last like 5 years or so. One Dance, No Tears, Shape of You, and there was another one. But I think before all is said and done, I'm going to put Sucker on that list.
Wow, okay.
And like what about the BTS song with Halsey?
No, that song of the summer. I'm talking like.
Just a pop hit?
Yeah. Maybe I can. Oh, Chainsmokers Closer.
Oh,
yeah.
Halsey. So something else happened last night and with the Jonas Brothers, and we found out because of Diplo and his stories.
Yes.
Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner got married because it was in Las Vegas last night. The first hint at the festivities came on his Instagram story where he shared a clip of Turner in a white dress entering a Vegas chapel with Jonas and his brothers who were dressed in suits. Going to hit up this wedding real quick. ET confirmed the union with a copy of the couple's marriage license, which they obtained later in the day. Later videos from the story showed Sophie Turner walking down a short aisle surrounded by friends and fellow BBMA attendees, including Khalid. The actress' bridal ensemble was completed with a veil and blinking bouquet as country stars Dan and Shay played their hit, Speechless.
Nice.
So they're married.
I mean, they have to get married a bunch of times to beat out Nick and
Priyanka.
Yeah.
Because their real official big shebang wedding is in France, right?
Right, and that's 4 days.
Because he was trying to get Coors Light imported over there.
Oh, right. That's amazing.
It's like the biggest, that was our biggest entertainment story of one day. Joe Jonas trying to get Coors Light imported into France, and they're like, no, you use ours.
what was the one story we had? Nick or Joe learned from Nick's wedding that he and his friends drink excessively, so they're going low class on the beer.
Yeah.
Smart choice.
They ran out.
Nick Jonas ran out of beer within the first 2 hours of their wedding reception.
Big drinkers.
Oh, wow. And that's a long wedding reception. I mean, what? They probably had it for...
That's a long way to travel for you to tell me that there's no more alcohol.
Right. I'd be very upset. Oh, my gosh.
And I believe their wedding also included an Elvis person doing the nuptials.
I think I love them even more now because of this.
Because they're real people.
Yeah. They're just like us. Stars.
I don't know if Sophie Turner is, but the rest of them are real. The guys are.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Especially the oldest one.
No, Sophie Turner. Did you see her at the, it was a basketball game, hockey game, and she was put on the jumbo screen and she just chugged her wine. She's like one of us.
She chugged her wine at a basketball game.
It was something, some sporting event, and they put her on there and she went like this, and then she chugged her wine, and I was like, okay, I like her.
You're not Game of Thrones, right?
No, okay. I don't understand it. I'm sorry.
Let me give you the hype. The host of last night's festivities. And I don't need you to tell me who to be. Can she's great last night.
She has that home, that girl next door personality that we're just like, I could be friends with you. Even though you have 18 kids, I feel like. There's only four, but I feel like she has so many children.
It's a blended family.
Blended family. He has two and she has two.
Okay.
Look at the picture from her. What's the movie that came out? Ugly Tops or something?
Ugly Dolls.
Okay, so that came out and she took her family there.
Yeah.
And she had to explain to her younger kids why they kept calling her name. But so her husband's daughter looks like it's Kelly's younger sister
because
she looks in her early 20s.
I say they favor her so much. They favor each other so much.
But it was a good night last night. Drake thanked his mom and a big night at the Billboard Music Awards.
And back on the red carpet, so the one right there in the bows, the little one right there.
Oh, she's so cute.
So the one, to say the personality, to get a hint of the personality of this family. So their kids are wondering why they're not yelling her name on Entertainment Tonight. They interviewed the little girl, and she's like, are you having a good time? And she goes, I'm having a great time. I don't understand why they're yelling my mom's name and not mine. Oh. I was like,
wow, that is so
funny.
So cute. Little diva.
Yeah, that's so funny.
8:01, it's the morning reboot. Eric and Floyd, Jordan Tomasi from BCAN is here with us. Please join us if you can later on this afternoon for the Children's Miracle Network Radiothon. It's happening at Bar 1 and 45. We'll be there afternoon. Hopefully you can be a part of the festivities. There's a chance for some really cool prizes, but obviously we'd like you to help us raise some money. More at Q1055.com. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania as well. Hashtag some pig. Next, all three callers for our panel full of ladies will be qualified for our mother-daughter makeover. I'll tell you when to call.
Q105 Studio, sponsored by Nationwide.
8:13, good morning, the morning reboot on Q105. Thanks for listening to the show. It's Eric and Floyd. Our Mike's Pizza and More text line is 419-240-1055. You could join us later on, or at least tune in and maybe help out our Children's Miracle Network Radiothon happening live from Bar 145 later on today. Hope to see you out there. At least tune in. We'll be giving out a specific text line and keyword to donate and help out. Let's hit our panel full of ladies. First up is Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Goodbye?
No, hi.
Oh, I thought you said goodbye. I was like, well, that's rude. Jennifer is 36, Perrysburg, married. Good to have you on with us.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Hi, Nicole is 31, Toledo. What part of Toledo?
Secor, Alexis area.
Nice. single, and no kids. And last up is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Morning.
I was supposed to go to Amanda, right, Floyd?
What?
Yes.
Yes.
Amanda's 38 point place, single and two kids. Let's get started. First,
well, there's a fourth one, too. No, I said the fourth one. It's Amber. We have a double stack show.
And Amber's here. I didn't know if you wanted me to get it. Hi, Amber. Good morning.
Hi.
Amber's 32, pregnant, married, in Perrysburg. A lot of peas there.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Jennifer, you're first up. What fruit or vegetable would you not like thrown at your head?
Oh, like a rotten pumpkin.
What is a pumpkin a fruit or a vegetable?
It's a gourd.
A gourd. Okay. That would be some throw, though, if they could throw a pumpkin. All right, Nicole, what about you? What fruit, vegetable, or gourd would you not like thrown at you?
I was thinking an acorn squash.
Where's coming up with it? Wild.
I think there's squashes are vegetables, so yeah, okay. They're on the right path.
Amanda, what about you?
A pineapple.
Yeah, the spikiness of the pineapple. Amber, what about you?
A watermelon.
Yeah, that would have, like, multiple people would have to, like, wind up to throw that thing, though. Of course, we're talking about the orange throwing incident at Rogers the other day. Married, single. Okay, so, Jennifer, what is your husband not any good at?
Ooh, picking up after himself.
Okay, so he's kind of messy?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Nicole, when you have been with people maybe in longer relationships, what has that person not been very good at?
Helping with, like, general housework.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, kind of like what Jennifer mentioned in dishes and vacuuming, that stuff, chores?
Yeah.
Okay. Amanda, hi.
Good dates.
Good dates?
Yeah, they never come up with any good dates.
Oh, like very, like, unimaginative?
Yeah.
Okay. Amber, what is your baby creator not very good at? He can obviously make a baby.
He's not good with kids.
What's that billboard? Like, any man can make a kid, but it takes a real man to be a dad. Really? How is it, like...
I'm a teacher and I love kids, and we're about to be married for 12 years, and I wanted it.
Oh my god!
Well, maybe this will be the thing that Maybe this will be the child that, like, he's like, oh, I'm actually good at parenting. I'm trying to help you.
He's better than he thinks. Okay. He's better than he thinks. That's better. Yeah, yeah.
Amber, I hope you do us the favor of, like, checking back in with us occasionally every couple of months and letting us know if he's gotten any better at this. back up to Jennifer here. Jennifer, when your kids are around, what words do you use to talk in code?
Oh, when she was little, she's eight now, but when she was little, we used to spell things. Because she couldn't pay attention long enough to figure what we were saying. So.
I do that with my dogs. Nicole, you're single and have no kids. I can't ask ask you this question. Is there any place you talk in code at, maybe at work or with your friends?
Not really, but I have friends who have kids who have codes.
Okay, like, and what are some of the ones you hear a lot?
Going out for a smoke is reading a book.
That's actually kind of good. I like that.
Okay, Amanda, how do you talk in codes around your kids?
I'm so bad. I don't talk in code. I'm very upfront.
Like curse words too?
Yeah, I'm like a sailor, but then again, my kids have a really healthy sense of sarcastic humor.
Gotcha. Okay. Amber, you'll have to work on some code words when your child arrives.
Indeed. I do a little bit, I'm a teacher, so we talk in code,
What are some teacher code words you use at school?
Oh my gosh, I can't think of any offhand, but, just replacing words mainly, like, oh, they're a peach.
Got it. And they're not. Not anything. I wouldn't even throw a peach at someone's head. It's too soft. All right, last question, a simple one. Jennifer, do you lock your phone with a security code?
Oh, absolutely, because I'm a teacher, too, and my kids are nosy at my desk.
bastards. Nicole, what about you? Do you lock your phone?
I do.
Yeah.
How come?
Habit. I've lost my phone before, and then I lost it in England. And then when I got a text message from somebody who found my phone, there was no code on it, so they found some things that they should not have found.
What's the worst thing they would have found on your phone?
Some pictures I wouldn't want people to see.
Pictures of you or someone else?
Eric!
Both.
Amanda, do you lock your phone? Amanda?
I lock my phone only because my kids take like 50 selfies and then I have to go through and delete them all. So,
is that more? Have they ever bought anything that they shouldn't have?
With my Amazon Alexa, they do.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be the thing that takes down Alexa. Kids buying stuff. Last thing, Amber, do you lock your phone?
I do. Obviously, being a teacher, it helps, but I actually started it because I have a cousin that would steal your phone whenever you were with her, and she would, like, post things on your Facebook page.
Oh, my God. Like, you quote-unquote, hacking someone's Facebook because they left it logged in is very 2011. Let's stop doing that. There are better pranks we can pull. this is good. Jennifer, Nicole, I'm putting everybody on hold.
Okay.
You can figure it. Ladies, you were awesome. Thank you. Have a good rest of your weekend to the weekend. 8:21 with the morning reboot. Look at that. 4 for 4 with phone locking.
Just like that. 4 for 4 panel full of ladies.
I came up with the code thing because yesterday I was reading something that said there are parents that attempt to make love in the middle of the day.
Oh.
And they tell their kids they're going into the bedroom to have a discussion.
But how long is this discussion? I would have been that child who's like, you guys talk for a really long time. Well, that discussion was short.
What are you talking about? Why does God keep coming up? We're not even religious.
Horrible.
We'll need more moms to help us out because we've got a question for you in less than 15 minutes. It's 8:34. Good morning from the morning reboot. Eric and Floyd, Q105, our Mike's Pizza and More text line is 419-240-1055. Join us later on today, Bar 145, for our Children's Miracle Network Radiothon. There's some prizes to be given away and to get in the running for it, but obviously we'd like you to help out with a great cause. So if you can't make it out, please stay tuned in. We'll give you a text number and a keyword to donate if you feel so compelled after noon today. 8:35, morning reboot. It's Eric and Floyd. Not only did Drake shout out his mom a great deal last night, but someone else who, remember when we went through the, Drake is corny period? Like, people really got on him. Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I always thought people liked him.
Yeah, there was a period where, like, Drake is the new Nickelback. And
I vaguely remember it, but I just dismissed it. I was like, no, he's actually decent.
I think Drake might go down, when all things are said and done, Drake might go down as one of my all-time favorite artists from, like, pound for pound. The music and the personality and all. Mm-hmm. I know that he's, like, all over basketball games and NBA. I don't think it's corny. I think it's real. He's a human being.
Got the money to do it.
So I have some breaking Drake news, at least to me. He gave another outstanding woman some love last night at the Billboard Music Awards. Moms deserve love because they have to juggle a lot of things. And you've got a friend in your life. We'll call her Christina?
Yeah, that's my girl.
Who's going, because I noticed via her tweets, and I asked you a couple of days ago, if she's good, but you said she's a little stressed out because mom life is tough.
She's good, but, like, she's a mom. Like, all moms go through it. Like, especially, shout out to those moms who have, like, multiple children under the age of 5.
Dr. Andrea, she got 3 of them.
3 under 5? Yep. So, like, you can even put her on this list, too. And she works with teenagers. Well, young adults, because she's a college professor.
When she goes.
but she still works with them. Like, think of it like, so, like, my coworker Christina, she has 2 children. Hey, girl, hey. But, like, she works with children. So, her life is just children. Right. So, like, she wakes up.
Children.
Children. Goes to work.
Somebody else's children.
Rally up her kids from the school while watching children. Get the kids in the car. Children. Goes home. Children. And I even, like, when do you sleep? Like, even my mom had 2 kids under the age of 5. Like, it has to be stressful. How do you balance that? Because I can barely balance having 2 jobs, a Deja, and still trying to balance a boyfriend and still finding ways to for not forget who Floyd is. Like, how do parents do it out there? I don't get, like, I can never be a parent as I don't think I have that parental bone in my body.
Yeah, figured out.
I mean, like, and we just had the caller when she says he's not good with children. I'm like, well, you're about to find out real quick. Is he good or not?
Well, I'm sure any first time parent, mom or dad would say, you figure it out.
It's just, yeah. I mean, but you telling me to figure it out, but in my head of heads, I'm just like, no, I feel like I would be in too deep. Like, but you can't just get rid of them. They're mine, you know?
I know a couple of dumpsters.
Any
mom, working mom, any kind of mom advice you could pass along to someone else? Our Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. I obviously can't speak to any of this experience of being a parent.
But you have friends, though. I'm sure you see them. Like, look at Ashley.
Hold on. I wouldn't offer her advice to anybody.
I mean, but she has those kids under five. I'm like, ooh, I don't know how y'all do it.
Yeah, get rid of one of them. I obviously have no personal insight on this because I'm not a mom. But I can tell you this from my my life-changing event 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I rediscovered where the center is, where I can be content. And I've taken some, as you might expect, a bit of a financial step back, but the happiness
mm-hmm.
and the ability to escape the throes of my mind and my erratic emotions has been a lot quicker because I've been able to find that center point of, you know, where life should be.
Nobody, right.
You can't live a life without stress.
And then
you've got to do your best to manage it. And I want to share something I asked great mom of three or like 33 kids, mm-hmm. working mom, Melissa Andrews. I wanted her insight on this. She couldn't call because she's on the air right now on Fox 36. I said, what's the most difficult part of you being a mom and working for you? Obviously, she has a super busy day. She's got bizarre hours. She's at mm-hmm. work at like 3 a.m. She says, taking care of myself. We take care of so many things no one even thinks of. That's a pretty standard answer. And I thought another way that people said, you know, how do you manage it mm-hmm. is, you know, managing time. But she went a little deeper. I guess she had a Facebook post up and I want to share some of it with you. And, you know, if you're a mom, what are the musts, quotes there? What are the musts in your life? What have you decided you need to do in order to be the best you? Food prep, sleep, exercise are a must for me and my mental health. It's easy to put these things on the back burner. We have 1,000 people, activities, excuses to distract us. If I have a meeting after work, my nap gets pushed back and I'm too groggy for my kids to cook. So she goes on here, but it's some good stuff. And I think she's dead on because I think, you know, prioritizing things and time is a pretty standard answer. But what she said about managing you is 100% because I would guess as a mom, as any kind of parent, you put your kids before almost anything else. But if you don't take care of yourself, you let them down.
And then my mom just texted me, hey, girl, hey. She said she found, like, when she had trouble because, like, she worked full time. I remember we were always at a babysitter's house growing up. But we knew who our mom was, you know what I mean? But she had to make ends meet. And she always said she found the joy in her kids. Like when you lose, I think what, correct me if I'm wrong, mom, like, when you lose your personality, you find that your kids have a personality similar to yours. I remember growing up that we would always just laugh around my mom. Like, we always thought our mom was funny, and she probably was like, I'm just being a mom. But, like, I think you find your joys within your children.
Sure.
That keeps you humble and, excuse me if I'm using this out, like, kind of sane. You know what I mean? Because there's many times you're just like, you hear those horror stories of parents who are in too deep and they do bad, horrible things. You know what I mean? But I think with that, you do find your humor in your children, and you have to. I mean, I think, because, like, if someone just put on our text line, learn your tribe. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Like that.
And don't, something like I had to have the no talk with Philip. Like,
lean on your tribe, sorry, not learn, sorry.
I had to have the no talk with Philip like 4 or 5 years ago. I was like, it's okay to tell people no. If they take it personally, like if mm-hmm. someone wants you to be a part of something, and we know Phil put his hands in everything, and I was like, you have to say no to some people because, like, you're wearing yourself, you're mm-hmm. running yourself down, and instead of being able to give 100% of yourself to 3 or 5 things you really care about, you're giving 26% of yourself right. to 12 things, and you're not doing anybody any favors.
And at the end of the day, you're in the negative with your own energy and own self-love. You're like, well, I helped them out. They're happy. I helped them out. They're happy. And then you sit back. You're like, everyone's happy, and I'm over here exhausted just to do it again the next day.
And then you've got to realize that maybe you didn't give what you really could have to these mm-hmm. efforts that you decided to be a part of because you just run down.
For sure.
Again, I know I can't tell you enough. There's a lot of people in work situations now, moms, dads, people without kids who
guardians.
maybe you make good money, but you're stressed like all hell. You're always getting pinged. You're never off the clock. I was like that. And again, I'm telling you, my savings, which I did a good job of, I've always been pretty good with money. My savings has been flat, has been level for the last 23 months. Mm-hmm. But you know what? And you know, everybody should try to do what they can to save. And like I said, I'm in a good place. I was able to, you know, dodge calamities. But my mental health has been a lot better once I found that balance in my life. And while my bank account financially wasn't growing, my wellness was growing. And that's important. Like, if your job is taking the life out of you, it doesn't matter how much you make. You can make all the money in the world. It's not going to buy you that wellness and that well-being.
Yeah.
And you become kind of a miserable person.
Well, that too. And I think the key word, balance. You just... Life's the balancing act, period. Like, no matter what you do. So let alone add weight on one side and weight on the other, and you're just like, put all of it on you. That's not how a balance beam works. You can't put all the weight on one side, and you just have to teeter it till it evens out. And I think what you said about your finances, you found that balance, and it's just, you find that comfortability, and you're like, wow, I don't have stresses. I don't have this stuff. And you're like, and I feel like I'm there, because like there's sometimes I look at back at younger me, and I'm just like, what the hell were you thinking? Like, you know what I mean?
We all do,
but I'm just like, and I think parents go, and I'm not just going to put this on moms, because there's single fathers out there, there's couples out there who have children, and they're both balancing, because like one person has one way of how to raise a child, one person has the other, so that's another balancing act. Like, well, you should do this. Well, I think we should do that. So you have to come to a compromise what's better for the kid. So balance, balance, balance. Like,
and it's kind of trite and a cliche, but it is meaningful. And sometimes finding that balance means making some tough decisions, making a corny ass list,
right?
But you can find it. 8:44, let's wrap up our Billboard Music Awards news from last night. Still much to get to, including that other woman Drake acknowledged last night. 8:57. Join us. Olivia, our friend Olivia from NAMI will be with us shortly, within 30 minutes, so we can talk more about the NAMI walk coming up Mother's Day weekend, the Saturday of Mother's Day weekend. First, before we get to the Drake stuff and BBMAs, your chance to win another $1,000 with a $1,000 payoff. Text the national keyword PLAY, P-L-A-Y to 95819. We'll text you back confirming your entry. Data and message rates may apply. It's the $1,000 payoff on Q105. PLAY to 95819. A big night. For Drake last night, he's now the biggest Billboard Music Award winner. He beat out Taylor Swift for the most in an evening. He was quite reverential to his mom last night.
Mama.
I want to thank my mom for all the times he drove me to piano, all the times he drove me to basketball and hockey. That clearly didn't work out. All the times he drove me to Degrassi. No matter how long it took me to figure out what I wanted to do, you were always there to give me a ride, and we're on one hell of a ride. You can't thank anybody harder than you can thank mom, right?
Yeah. Or any parent, to be honest, who supports their wild and crazy, wacky kid's dream. Like, okay.
I thought this might have just been someone putting two pop culture moments together.
Uh-huh.
But apparently it really happened. He also took a moment as he was wrapping up last night to thank another great woman in our life.
Shout out to Arya Stark for putting in that work last week. Hey.
That's funny.
I love him.
How do you not like him?
I love
him. How do you not like him?
People say he's corny, but I like him a lot. And that was big.
That's funny.
That was big. The opening kind of secret performance last night was this. You're bopping.
No. I like his part.
There's the umbrella.
Yeah, that's my favorite part.
Also, have you watched this?
Her whole number?
Well, just any of it.
Yeah.
I would like to make an observation.
Yes.
And I am not being critical. I've always thought she's very skinny.
Yes.
Like, very thin.
She was hippie last night.
Thank you.
Like, she had... I made a joke that she's trying to be, she's Teyonce now. I was like, what you trying to do, girl?
She's Taylor Swift thick.
Which is probably still size negative two, but
yeah, like
yeah, when I saw her walk, I said, "Where do those hips come from?" Like she's always been built like the number one, yeah, like just straight down
with a head.
Yeah,
can I make
so I lowercase I?
Can I speculate?
Yeah,
perhaps you can say that I'm being careless or reckless. Maybe she's really happy in her relationship, and they've gotten to the point where it's like, you know what, I'm gonna blow the gym off today. And you know what? I'm going to blow the gym off tomorrow.
She ain't blowing no gym off. She still ain't big.
I know.
she white people thick. I said it.
Your favorite performance last night from afar.
I love her so much.
She wasn't there, right?
She's skinny.
Yeah. She wasn't there, right?
Yeah. But the sex of me is in bottles and bottles. Girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble. Lashes and diamonds, 18. I love her so much. I don't know what is wrong with me. I knew of her, and then what is that song that won me over from the last album? And I was like, who? I went down the rabbit hole, and I'm like, I'm obsessed with her. Dangerous Woman. Dangerous Woman came out, and I was like,
no, God is a Woman.
No, Dangerous Woman was a.
That was a couple albums ago.
So it's Sweetener, then Dangerous Woman. Then like Dangerous Woman came out and like, you meant something about you. And I was like, who is this Ariana Grande? I know of her. But then like Dangerous Woman happened and I went down this rabbit hole and I am obsessed with her. She better not do anything to mess up this fandom because
she
might. She don't have a yes person in her life.
She
just goes what
she licked that donut and she curses.
I hear it
like the worst person on Twitter. So there's not much more damage she can do besides that.
Yeah, this riff right here happened, and I was like driving somewhere. And I go, what is this song? And Shazammed it real quick. I was like, okay.
I got to move us along. Yes. Sorry. Jonas, there was a Jonas Brother wedding last night to Sophie Turner. But before that happened, well, I'm fantasy, but you're moving so carefully. Let's start living dangerously. Come on. There were a lot of medleys last night.
Yeah.
That's good. You got a lot of hits.
It seems like they like each other again.
Yeah. There was that, and there was the best duo or group, the group that you may be sick of come September.
Thank you, Army!
Biggest band on the planet.
And thank you, Billboard Music Awards. Still can't believe that we are here on this stage with such, so many great artists. Oh, my God.
BTS performed what will be the biggest song of the summer with Halsey last night. And to step away from Billboard Music Award coverage, a trailer that we got a peek of during the Super Bowl dropped yesterday. I know you or I don't watch this, but we probably,
that's what you get punished for.
We probably should. No!
Not for being part of the resistance. Because officially, there is no resistance. Not for helping people escape.
Handmaid's
Tale. Because officially.
Oh, is that what this is? Yep. Okay, I was like, what movie is this?
There's no such thing as escape.
You working hard?
Yes.
It's on our Q105 Facebook page. And last thing, after the success from Surviving R. Kelly, there is a follow-up happening this weekend called Surviving R. Kelly, The Impact, the two-hour follow-up special. It premieres May 4th at 10 o'clock. The special is hosted by Soledad O'Brien. We'll recap the reactions to the initial explosive documentary. The special intends to elevate the conversation on sexual violence and what it means to be a survivor.
I wonder why she kept showing up in my news feed. That's okay, why. I was like, all right, there it is.
We have a pretty cool Adele meme. Adele memed herself from an Adele meme. That's also on our Q105 Facebook page. We'll talk about the NAMI Walk coming up next weekend before 9:30. But again, play is your national keyword to text and win the $1,000 payoff. Play, PLAY, to 95819.
Q105 Studios.com. Right car at the right price right now.
Today, crappy. Tomorrow, crappy but cooler. Saturday, crappy and even cooler.
What about Sunday?
Not so crappy.
Yay!
Right now, crappy. Morning,
morning. You're a great to listen to in the morning.
Not functioning this early?
That's okay. We are.
It's Eric Chase and the Morning Reboot on Q105.
Let's introduce a practical co-host on the show.
Yeah.
You know her. She's here. She is Olivia, our walk manager from NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and she has brought her intern with her.
Yes, you could call him my intern. Would you, I guess.
Would you like?
I'm offended. I'm offended.
That is Zale, part time boyfriend of Olivia, part time intern. What else? He's just there to make your life easier,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's kind of great
in whatever role.
I mean, yeah. I try.
Wouldn't it be full time boyfriend?
Yeah.
Well, no, part-time? No. I'm sure he does less boyfriend stuff than he does other things.
I'm sure he gets in 40 hours a week.
Oh, plus.
Okay,
I'm getting overtime.
That's a full-time boyfriend.
That sounds like a guy who wants to unionize himself.
Oh, Lord.
Olivia is back because we are just over a week out from the NAMI walk. Yes. You don't seem very stressed, so I guess the money raised is on point. Everything's organized. We're good.
Yeah, we're doing okay, so I can't complain.
Okay.
We hit our $60,000 mark today, which is great.
Trying to get 110, right?
Yes. So we want to get 110 by next Saturday.
Okay.
We can do it. I know we can. We're getting all of our sponsors have come in, so we're just having our friends that are signed up fundraise, and we have a lot of really great incentives. So
like?
We have a 5-day trip to Las Vegas.
Okay.
A weekend at a bed and breakfast in Michigan, and a $100 J. Alexander's gift card.
And those are for top fundraisers, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So how we're doing it this year is every $100 raised gets you in to win those prizes.
Got it. Okay.
So top fundraiser isn't getting that incentive this year. We're going to open it to more people so that you get more of a shot to get those prizes.
I like it. So it's kind of like you're buying raffle tickets.
Basically, yeah. So every $100 you donate, I enter your name to win those trips.
Nice.
And where can people go to make those donations?
Yeah, so to be able to win, you have to be registered for our walk, and you have to be present at our walk.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be there May 11th to win them, or you will forfeit your prize. But you have to sign up on www.namiwalks.org/GreaterToledo. You can start your own team. You can join our Cure Stigma Crew team and just start fundraising on there.
CSC. Floyd, last year, the NAMI team was the Anti-Stigma Squad, or the ass team.
Oh, so, that's smart.
I decided to change that up a little. Just a little.
CSC, Cure Stigma Squad is Cure Stigma. CSS, much, much better. I'm looking forward to next weekend. We'll have our fingers crossed for good weather, but even if we don't, we'll be over at UTMC for the walk next Saturday.
Yeah, rain or shine. It'll be fun either way. There's going to be a bounce slide, mini putt-putt. We have some high schools coming out to entertain.
Which ones?
Not sure yet, because they're not sure which ones are coming.
Okay.
There's Northview and Southview trying to decide between them who's coming.
Go back and forth between them. Be like, Northview said they'll be here and do this. And then call Southview and be like, Northview did it. Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully that'll come through. We also have face painting and all kinds of other fun stuff. A dog station, so if you bring your dog, we're going to have some snacks and treats and water for them.
Cool.
And I have some old walk shirts to give them, so if your dog wants to be silent on walk day, come out.
And if you bought a shirt last year for the walk, if you raised $50, you got a pretty cool shirt, a nice looking shirt, not a shirt that like you're gonna use as a rag or to just like paint in or whatever
right.
else you might do. They're nice shirts, and there's a new shirt for this year. What's the saying on there?
It says your mind matters, and it has a light bulb, and it's a really cool blue.
Yes,
so
it is. And is that a different place on the website to get one of those shirts?
No, so to get that shirt, you just have to donate to a member of the Cure Stigma Crew, and we will reach out to you letting you know that you can get a shirt, and we'll ask that you can pick it up at the office or at the walk.
Okay. 9:28 with the Morning Reboot. Let's get back into a couple of songs here. We'll do a most liked tweet, and then I will let you go with what you really came here for, which is to talk about Avengers.
Okay.
And if you want to wrap up with Billboard Music Award stuff for Floyd, you can do that as well.
Perfect.
Okay. 9:28 with the Morning Reboot. Another good cause is the Children's Miracle Network. We're going to do the radiothon beginning at noon today. Hopefully you can stop out and see us at bar 145. Just a young feeling coming, baby. Feeling coming. 9:34. 105 with the morning reboot on Q105. Good morning. Join us a little bit after noon at Bar 145. We'll have our Children's Miracle Network Radiothon going on. Hopefully you can donate to a good cause, listen to some pretty gripping and even sad stories, but some stories of hope as well. And hopefully you can be a part of it in one way or another. It'll happen afternoon. We'll see you out there later on today. You can get the podcast for today's episode of the show. At about 10 o'clock today, you can text the keyword Eric to Mike's Pizza and More text line 419-240-1055. All right, now I've got everybody coming to the NAMI Walk, or we've got everybody coming to the NAMI Walk next Saturday at UTMC. Olivia said...
Be there, be square.
Fine. I was thinking of something worse to do to people, but square is painful enough.
What were you thinking?
Eric.
You know you'll say it. Mm-hmm. Be there, be headless in the back of my trunk.
No, I would never put somebody in my trunk. That's what the basement is for. My car has to stay clean.
There it is. There it is.
God, yeah. No, I can't.
Never. Just waiting.
Yes, yes.
Just waiting.
Sunday, I'll be going door to door, being like, "Were you at the NAMI Walk? The what? Train the eye." Speaking of violent things, Olivia said she would only come in to talk and promote the NAMI Walk if she and her boyfriend intern Zale could come in and also share their opinions on Avengers.
Yeah.
Where you went to, where allegedly there's a theater in Bowling Green that you went to go see it at.
Yeah, the big city Bowling Green's got its own theater, so.
Not much of one, but there is one.
Don't downplay a movie theater. If it played the movie you wanted to see, it worked.
You're right.
That's true.
Right.
It did its job.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not even like the Mommy Indoor where, do they call it like second run movies?
Yeah, like those, it's been out for 5 weeks already.
Or longer.
Or, yeah, much longer with
and that's not a knock on the Mommy Indoor, because it's a cool place to see a movie.
And they have great special events and stuff, too.
Yeah. That's Zale, by the way. Olivia, did you allow him permission to talk?
Like everyone can see
yeah,
us,
I'll so allow him. So, he's much more Avengers
You seem pretty excited.
Ooh. Yeah, it was really good.
You don't seem excited now.
It was really good. I did not expect a lot of things to happen that happened.
You're really not into it then. Zale knew all the stuff was going to happen.
He knew everything was going to happen way before.
Zale,
I'm a theorist.
Without... Get your butt off Reddit, okay?
All right.
Yeah.
That's fair.
All right, here's your 90 seconds. Let your Avengers freak flag fly.
Without spoiling.
Oh, see, that's the hard part. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a great wrap-up to everything they've built up to. I had a couple things that I didn't particularly like in the movie, but...
Like? Without spoiling it.
Fat Thor.
I like that. He was depressed. What do you do when you drink?
Totally fine with that. Fat Thor just would have liked him to go back to normal Thor at some point in the film.
He will. At least we get Thor in Guardians of the Galaxy next.
I'm hoping. I'm really hoping.
Oh, it's definitely happening.
It's got to be, right? As Guardians of the Galaxy?
That probably, yeah. What else didn't you like?
Thought the brief scene with Captain America playing voyeur in the office, that was a little creepy for me.
I was
that's
me.
A little creepy for me.
Olivia.
Did you cry?
Yeah. Hold on. Did he cry, Olivia? Oh.
Yes.
I'll admit it. There were some tears in the theater. There were some tears.
There was
a very
specific part.
Can you kind of allude to it? Like what character it included?
Spider-Man and Iron Man.
At the end or when they first reconnected?
First reconnect. It was even that bad.
Oh, yeah.
What about when he told Cap, I lost the kid?
Yeah, that was bad. But, I mean, at that point, the wave of emotion had already hit me hard. Yeah. So I was dealing with post-event tears.
I like that.
It was a deeply emotional 15 minutes. So did you guys stay for what was hoping to be an after-credit scene?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was disappointed. Suckers. Disappointed.
She was like, we've been robbed.
Well, that's what I like about the movies is that half the people get up and leave and I'm like, haha, suckers.
Losers.
There's more to come. You're not a real fan.
My friends went to a premiere in Detroit on Tuesday and I was like, is there anything? She's like, nope. We sat around and nothing happened. Although if you pay close attention, there's Iron Man hammering his armor. But that's not really any kind of thing that's pushing the next movie. And then Paul from Denny's show went, I don't know if he went to Levis or Fallen Timbers Thursday night, and he said they put signs up saying there's no after credit scene. And I'm wondering if like Marvel or the movie company would have felt very pleased by that.
Oh, I doubt it. But they were.
That's strange.
Olivia made the point when we were there. She's like, they're going to have to turn around these movie theaters like quick. They have no time to clean up. Yeah. They're probably trying to get people out.
Olivia, did you enjoy last night's Billboard Music Awards?
I didn't watch a lot. I only saw clips this morning. I'm kind of an old person. I like to go to bed early. So.
You mean you say old? I say responsible. But but Reddit boy over here was bowing at the slave of bowing at the chapel of Drake.
Yes, I've fallen a little bit into the Drake realm a little bit.
Yeah, I'm a
massive
fan.
I think he's a great guy. So that's why I like to cheer him on.
Zale or Drake?
Both. They're both great guys.
She's given in enough that she bought me tickets to his last tour. So.
I did.
Wow. What did that run you?
I think they were 150 each.
For two? Oh, that's not too terrible.
Not horrible, but I mean, we were also at the very top of Little Caesars Arena. Right. So it was a trade-off. But
you were
we were still there.
Venue, breathing the same air.
Exactly. And Migos opened for him, so that was really cool.
Are the ones that go,
yeah, they're the ones that do that.
The ones that Snoop Dogg made fun of.
Yeah.
No, if you get to see Migos and Drake, that's $300. That's a good value. A little high, but
yeah, it was fun.
What was your favorite part of Drake's night last night, Zale?
Oh, just the sheer dominance. I mean. Taking away 12 categories.
I love it.
Yeah, I've broken down the analytics of this. And how he projected he was going to defeat. This is like a political night thing.
He's now the highest. He's now has the most Billboard Music Awards of any artist ever. 27.
I mean, when you're that, because he hits every. He checks all the boxes. He's still a hip hop artist at his core, but he's mainstream in pop culture.
Exactly.
And Taylor Swift is just pop.
Hit the rap. Hit the singing. Hit the pop. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't. I was one. I just read the quotes about his mom, and it seemed like a really thoughtful speech, and that's why I like him, because he as much as people call him, I'm sure you've heard people at times have called him corny.
Oh yeah.
I like the way he behaves, because he
I do too.
He fangirls, he fanboys, and he's like a real person. Maybe that's the Canada in him, but I love the mom thing. But then I read the Arya Stark thing, which hold on, I still have it up here. Did you heard it, right?
No.
Shout out to Arya Stark for putting in that work last week.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Not a Game of Thrones person?
Oh, a little bit. Not a ton.
There is no a little bit with Game of Thrones.
You're either all in or you're not.
Right.
I watched like the first like four seasons, fell off, and then I watched the past few episodes of this season.
So he's in. He's just missed a few seasons.
That's so weird.
Don't attack
him. It just
lost
my attention.
Don't attack him.
Floyd's always the pacifist. Sure,
lack of dominance of Game of Thrones.
I got busy. It was freshman year of college.
I've never seen or heard anyone go, you know, I'm just like kind of, I'm like lukewarm on Game of Thrones. Like, you're either posting memes that like, I'm the only person.
Still attacking.
I'm the only person.
You have to. Never mind. For him, though, he's a film major, so he likes to dabble in a lot of different stuff.
Yeah,
just to
I do dabble in pretty much everything.
See what it is like.
Okay. All right. We've got to wrap up. Thank you for the visit, guys. Zale,
thanks for having us.
And Olivia, I think this will be it for you're done coming in here, unless you would come yell one more time, NAMI Walk, UTMC, next Saturday, and we're all crossing our fingers for the best weather possible.
Yes, be there. Do it. It'll be fun.
Be there, not be squirrel. I will come to your door and I will stab you in the eye.
Be there or be a news story.
Be on the front of the blade.
Exactly. Legit on the blade.
Legit on the blade.
I got plenty of room in my basement for more bodies. We Floyd, you have a tweet?
I have a tweet.
Okay.
Tweet. They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
This is from a writer at The Blade. This is a real person. Jay Skeba.
Aren't they all real
as
people?
As opposed to the fake people on Twitter?
Well, I mean, Jay Skeba. That doesn't sound like a real name.
Skeba.
But Jay's very good.
Okay, Skeba.
He tweeted the other day, hold up. Someone called their mom because a kid threw a citrus fruit at them?
That is so funny to me. Oh,
I love that.
Can that go on the worst people of Toledo list?
Yeah, I
can. Attacking someone with
that's kind of what I live for in Toledo, though. Like, that's why I'm here. Like, I want to hear this kind of story.
I kind of do think that this is going to be up there with some Florida man stories.
He's just giving the people what they want.
Can you imagine being in class and you just running out the room? Mama, I got hit by an orange. Baby, what you mean you got hit by an orange? An orange.
Yeah.
On my way. Say no more, fam.
And you know she popped off.
And you know she... You,
damn. man. That boy got his vitamin C today.
She walked in. Who hit my baby with the orange? Mom, it was him. Oh.
About to you put some oranges in my purse.
Exactly. You know she went grocery shopping too.
You got the pulp put down on you. All right, hit me with your
mine is from Ash Afim. Oh, I can't talk today. A female. Me to all my kids before the age of two. No screens allowed. On their second birthday, handing over iPad. This is your mother now.
Yeah.
It's so true. I love my good mama facts. Tweets.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Christina. see you later on today at Bar 145, around 12:30 or so. 5:45 till 10 tomorrow here on Q105. We hope you join us on the Morning Reboot.
Q105.